In 1964, a Japanese country singer named Tomi Fujiyama performed right after Johnny Cash on the Grand Ole Opry. She had no idea that someday there'd be a movie about her life and her quest to get back on the Opry stage, or how long it would take to get there. With Fujiyama back in Nashville this weekend, WPLN contributor Steve Harouche has the story.
I remember the night in the Tennessee woods.
After her Opry performance, Tomi Fujiyama soon returned to Japan, where she continued to play country standards. But even as the years and then decades passed, the memory of that night stayed with her.
I never forget this happy. So this is why I'm waiting for one more time. Means very happy that time. I wish I could. End of my life before I like to do this.
One night in 2004, a young filmmaker named Joshua Bishop saw Fujiyama perform at a club in Yokohama. He remembers just being amazed by her talent and her story.
I want to make a movie about this woman. And I saw the whole thing. Like, I was like, I'm going to get her back on the Grand Ole Opry. Like, that's how we're going to end this thing.
He did get the movie made eventually, but it ended on a bittersweet note. Fujiyama strums her guitar on stage at the Ryman Auditorium. Then the camera pans to reveal an empty room. She never made it on the Opry. At least, that's how the movie used to end when Made in Japan premiered at South by Southwest in 2015, where it got some serious buzz.
All of a sudden, she got on Jimmy Kimmel, who was there in Austin at the time. And then at Jimmy Kimmel, we met Brad Paisley. And then Brad Paisley said, you should try and get her back on the Grand Ole Opry. And I was like, that's a great idea, Brad.
Paisley told them he would make it happen. He kept his word. And so, 51 years after her debut, Fujiyama was back on the Opry, with Paisley introducing.
I am so honored to get to do this. She is going to be so excited to see you. She's come however many thousand miles it is from Japan to be here tonight. Please welcome the amazing Tomi Fujiyama.
I was once with my daughter to the Tennessee woods.
At last, the story had a happy ending, and Bishop had caught it all on film. But now, he would have to go back and re-edit, which would take money and time. Finally, 14 years after Fujiyama and Bishop first met, Made in Japan is getting a proper release, happy ending and all. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Steve Harouche.
Made in Japan is screening Saturday at City Winery. Fujiyama is also performing in Nashville on Friday. More details are on our website, WPLN.org.